Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. We're going to continue talking about the Lord's visits. And we use that term broadly. His visit is any time he either makes himself real to you or he draws you to come to him. It is his job to make himself real to you. Our job is to be available. We've talked about how he can make himself known in the natural realm. And now we're starting to talk about how he makes himself known to us, how he reveals himself in the supernatural realm, in our soulical realm. Your soul is your mind, will, and emotions. And God put that together specifically for you. And the combination of weaknesses and strengths in your soul, between your mind, your will, and your emotions, makes up your unique temperament. And God gave you that temperament, that personality, specific characteristics. But they are not your spiritual attributes. They are only your soul, your soulical attributes. So our goal is not to rely on the strengths we have or to hide or make up for the weaknesses that we have in our soul. Instead, our goal is to pretend we have neither strengths nor weaknesses. In other words, we make decisions, we rest, we love, we plan, we do God's training for us, not based on whether it feels good or comfortable, whether it fits in with our temperament, which often determines our belief system, or whether we think it's logical or reasonable, or even something we can do. Instead, we respond to God according to his request. Sometimes he's going to ask you to do things you don't think are part of your makeup. We always think that if we truly gave in to God, he would make us go do something we don't want to do. Now, odds are, at some point in time, he will. But the benefits always outweigh our struggle, our soulical sacrifice. Because his goal for us is always to receive more of his life in our soul. It's not to punish or give us more to do. It's for to make us more able to receive more of His character in our soul. That love, joy, peace, that rest, His love, His confidence, His power, His healing, all the things we want, He wants to give. So the more we make ourselves available to Him, over time, He puts His finger on things that He wants to address. Sometimes it's hard. A lot of times it's easy. And sometimes the easy things turn out to be the most impactful. So we don't compare, oh, that was a really tough thing that He asked me to do or give up or understand. There must be a big payoff. Not necessarily. There will be a payoff, but they aren't necessarily related. He may ask you to do something that, oh, that's, I can, yeah, I have no trouble giving that up. That belief, that goal, that future, I can change that. I can turn here instead of there. And those can often be the most impactful. The little things are just as important as the big things. And very often, not always, but very often, we find that if we pay attention to the little things, the big things aren't that big. Because He already has our attention. And what is He doing? Why is He revealing Himself to us? Why is He increasing our awareness? To get our attention. When He has our attention, we have a partnership going. That's all about that yoking with Him. To do a common goal with Him, not before, not behind, but with God, with Christ, with the Holy Spirit. We work with Him toward a common goal. And very often, it's not the goal, reaching a goal, it's the process. So we've been talking about a lot of physical manifestations, the way God reveals Himself to our physical senses, our hearing, our sight, touch, smell, and taste. Well, just as those may be very real and sensed physically, they have a counterpart in the solical realm. Now, I want you to think of wherever you are right now. You have your body, and your body has certain senses that we just mentioned, but all around you is air, okay? And let's think of that air as the physical realm, representing the physical realm. Now, everything else is in the air. If you're driving a car, your car is in the air. It's in the natural realm, but your car is a car. If you're listening to this on your phone or an iPod, that's in the air. So it's in the natural realm, but it's not the air. It's a thing in the air. Likewise, your soul is in the supernatural realm. That's the environment it functions in. Just as your body functions in the natural realm, your soul functions in the supernatural realm. So part of our increased awareness is to learn about our new environment. And it's not new from a point of existence, but our awareness of it is new. So we start with seeing that a lot of the things that we learned about God making himself known in the physical realm, he also does that as supernatural events as well. So, for instance, instead of audibly hearing a knocking, you may hear it internally. While having a conversation with a friend or on the phone or driving or doing something else, you may hear a knocking, even to the point where you look around and see if anybody else heard it. But the Lord trains us during those waiting periods to learn to recognize his intrusions on all levels and under all circumstances. And we learn to respect his right to make himself known to us at any time during the day or night, regardless of the activity we are otherwise engaged in. Now, he can do this in big ways, and sometimes it's very small. Regardless, again, we want to learn to pay attention. Regardless of the circumstance or the situation, doesn't need to be big. Just to give you a little example, I was in a big box store, hardware store type thing, and I was looking for a particular item, and I knew the general area where it was, but I was looking down each aisle, and I was looking for a particular sign, and I figured it was one of three aisles, and I kept on going back and forth between those three aisles, but I never saw the sign in the aisle that said this is where to go. And I kept on going back to a certain area, but there was no sign there. So I finally went and asked for help. And of course, they brought me right back to where I had been thinking it should be, what I was looking for. And then I looked up, and the sign was bent over. And I just got a little reminder. God speaks to us in such a variety of ways. And it certainly didn't matter to anything whether I found what I was looking for in 2 minutes or 5 minutes. But what it did remind me was that we learn just as quickly in the little things, paying attention to the little things and saying, you know, okay, I'll remember next time to trust that still small voice and go and look more closely in that area. But this way, I learned it more. I had a bigger reminder by making a mistake, such as it is, in the little things, rather than the big things. So now I have that reminder. Wait a minute. Even in the little things, we can be, our habits can be more reinforced. We can learn more from the little things often than the big things. Because then if it's a big thing, we figure, okay, well, God is only interested in the big things. Not so. He's interested in anything and everything. He has orchestrated your day. He has orchestrated your minute. He has orchestrated your life. And everything that he is doing in your life is to bring you into that oneness with him and a oneness in you. Now, a lot of concerns and sometimes fears come up as we start making ourselves available to the Lord in regards to the supernatural realm. We all have a different history and a background, and we want to let God address those concerns and questions. He wants to. He knows what background you have. He crafted it for you, so it's not going to come as a surprise that you believe what you believe. We all believe less than perfect. We're all in process. So if we could accept that odds are really, really good that you're going to have to change what you believe. And we don't want to be like Peter and say, "Not so, Lord." We're going to say, "Lord, I thought it was this, but you're telling me it's this. Well, then how about this?" And it's one thing to ask God questions. It's another thing to argue with him. So we want to be aware that the resources that are available to us in the supernatural and in the spirit realms can be likened to the informational resources available on the internet. The vast majority of information or websites are personal opinion or business, e-commerce in nature. Many are also using the internet as a way to disseminate news and information, though these can also be categorized as personal opinion and profit-making, which is nothing wrong with any of that. But on the internet, how do you know what to believe? For those topics that truly concern you, you do your own research and you follow the facts. Before you buy something that you're not familiar with, you do some research. You look for reviews before you buy it, and you act on the information you have gotten for yourself. Though we are all entitled to our own opinion, we are not entitled to our own facts. Just because you believe it doesn't make it true. But those sites that habitually deliver facts that are independently verifiable or that you have good experience with are more likely to also deliver other opinion and other information that is likely to be closer to reality. In other words, when you start hitting a questionable area, you can be even more on alert in other areas. But the bottom line is, you are responsible to do your own research. Don't leave it to somebody else. Even the little site verified icons and logos, you have your own standards that you need to develop and be aware of. So, how does this relate to what we're talking about? Let's think of the supernatural realm. It is our responsibility. It is your responsibility to test what you hear and not rely on the name on the door or a teaching or your personal opinions or beliefs or temperament or a ministry's popularity to provide veracity, to prove that it's true. Just because everybody else thinks it's great doesn't make it true. We must test it for ourselves. We must check out the facts. See if it really works. Try it. Taste and see. Not see and taste. Taste and see. Experience. Take it in. And you'll see, does it bring forth life or bring forth death? Does it bring you into greater rest and dependence on God? Or do you find yourself having to work harder to gain relationship? It truly can take a lot of effort and time to learn what is already available to us in the supernatural realm. But it is absolutely worth it. And a big part of our job here on this earth. Are we spending our time on what's really important? Or are we just filling time? A lot of people think that whole occupy till I come thing is just about, well, just don't do anything wrong. Don't backslide. Don't fall off the wagon. Don't fall into the ditch. And everything will be fine. No. Be about your business. Be doing what God has assigned you to do. If you do that, you will be ready for whatever comes. Let's think for a minute about that story of Mary and Martha, the two sisters that were friends of Jesus. And Jesus was going to come and have dinner with them that night. And before he came, he was out in the town square preaching. And one sister just thought, oh, that's, you know, I'm going to stay and listen. And the other one went home and prepared the meal. She chose to get her work out of the way and be ready for the Lord so that when he came, she could devote all her attention to hearing him in a much more intimate setting. And that's the part we really want to focus on, is how do we spend our time? Do we have an expectation that he wants to meet with us personally, intimately? And if that's the case, to make a time by getting rid of all our tasks, doing them quickly, including being able to hear him. All that is a task on your task list. It's something that the more you put effort and time into, the better you will become at it. So that when he does want to spend time with you, you're not wondering, is this the Lord? What's going on here? You'll be able to recognize his voice and know how to test and be able to enjoy the experience, the intimacy, when he offers it. Because we have truth within us, we are learning to distinguish between what is true and what is merely opinion. No matter how well it's presented, no matter how highly regarded it is, or how popular it is, just because everybody else believes it, just because you believe it, doesn't mean it's true. So we are learning so many things that we are just to experience rather than learn about. Our goal here is not to just have more information. experiencing the supernatural is better felt than told. You have to experience it for yourself. The Lord encourages us to taste and see that He is good. Again, not see and taste, but taste and see. Experience first, understand second. When I was in grade school in Michigan, we had a new student in my class who had just moved from Hawaii. His first week, we were all excited because we were expecting a big snowstorm, the first snowfall of the winter. Of course, our new classmate had heard of snow, had seen pictures of it, and even imagined he understood what it was. But he couldn't understand our excitement, even though we were trying to tell him all about what we had done last winter, built snow forts and tobogganing and ice skating. He just didn't get it until it started to snow. You could see it on his face. Then he had an anticipation, and he wanted to be out in it. And we shared in his excitement. By the time recess came around, there was already a good accumulation, and he had started to get an idea of what it looked like firsthand. But it wasn't until recess, when he could play in it for himself for the first time, with us enjoying his first experience of snow and practicing our snowball throwing, that he began to know what snow was. Likewise, have you ever tried to explain a flavor to someone? Or a color, like vanilla? How about root beer? It's just so much easier to let them taste for themselves. Now, we can talk about a root beer float. We can talk about our favorite meal, our favorite place to go for vacation, our favorite fragrance, and describe it in infinite detail. But the most we can hope to do is build an anticipation for experience. Sharing with others creates a thirst, not the satisfaction. So, if you have any desire to know God, to understand how the supernatural works, to have a confident, dependent relationship with and on God, you can trust that that's His stirring up your desire for Him. Trust God that what He has planned for you will be from Him, and He will stir up your hunger to want to know Him more. When He gives us the desires that are in our hearts, all really we have to do is follow them. Right now, what do you want from Him? What is your expectation? If you could ask of God anything in the world, and you knew He'd give it to you, an answer, a change, a healing, a new life, help, direction, a goal, peace, what would you ask Him? now. Go ahead. Ask him. That desire for that thing has come from him. He wants to satisfy that desire. It may not be the way you think it should be. His answer may not be what you want to hear. But that desire that he's placed within you, that need, is him knocking to get your attention. Respond. He has some things he wants to talk to you about. So we'll be getting back together again next week. In the meantime, this has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great weekend.